From your preseason favorite Studio B, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
You sure are.
Yeah.
I am.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Good. Tired.
Yeah, you look it. Yeah, you look exhausted.
It's Thursday.
Is it all done? I did. I drug myself in here, too. It's really good to be here, but man, it's too nice outside, and it's too summery, once again, for a weather report. Yeah.
You have a window? Look outside.
I can see just through the over the monitor and under the other stuff. Yep. Looks really nice outside. I'll be getting out there later, I'm sure. Good week?
Yeah, it's just been kind of a long week.
Yeah, it's almost done.
I do another radio show, and I don't get to bed till like 12:30. So that's makes it the rest of the day, couple days is like.
Yeah, you should take the rest of the week off.
I will after tomorrow.
Perfect. Good. Hey, guess what's happening this week?
I want to say football.
Sports, yeah.
Or sports.
Yeah, football. Preseason.
Football at all, it matters to me, I mean, really.
It is, yeah.
Because you take care of everything else.
You're welcome. Yeah. I've hoped.
That's why we do the show.
Over the last few months, I was hoping I could get you to just start watching soccer. Late night college basketball. The Ocho. I know for a fact
you watched
some of the Ocho
last week.
Just
because I knew it was there.
Yeah, and what'd you think?
It was different.
Okay, what was the event that you chuck up? That
I don't even remember what I watched. I watched kind of excerpts of several different things. One was football? Or they had a three or four different goals in the same field.
Oh, yeah. I don't have it written down here, but it looks like football and table tennis kind of combined.
Yeah, but it's like soccer.
Yes, yeah, soccer mixed. Yes, yeah.
I watched that for like, I was just about to look up the rules of it, and I went, I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
Once you start, you will not end. I mean,
then I watched, what's the one they are on the trampolines, basketball.
Oh, that's slam ball.
Yeah, slam ball.
Slam ball.
That was interesting.
That's a great sport.
Not when you were watching two terrible teams, I guess, when I was watching them.
I don't know the difference between good and bad.
Well, according to the commentators, the one team of the two teams I was watching, one of them was like, meh.
Yeah.
They need to work a little bit on it. Well, it's Ocho.
I would imagine.
Dodgeball. Remember those guys, announcers?
I'd imagine by the fourth or fifth best slam ball team in America, you don't have all the skills.
We're the top six. So there's only six teams.
And we were going to start with the Packers because there's a preseason game on Friday.
Tomorrow.
But I'll just go right to the bottom. Yeah, I watched a bunch of the Ocho too this weekend, man. I watched Slippery Stairs. That's fascinating. That is so hard. I would fall and break myself. Mullet Championship.
Was it really mullets?
Overwhelming. Yeah. I mean, picture the best mullet you can imagine. I'll give everybody a second. Close your eyes. They were all better than that. Every one of them. 10th place all the way through to the first one. Amazing.
Like mullet with curls.
Yeah. I don't want to get too, loquacious, too eloquent about these amazing. Yeah, that was. But that was just it. It was just guys with amazing hair.
Yeah.
That didn't feel sporting.
I don't remember there was one I watched. I can't remember
honestly,
what it
honestly
felt
like I was watching a dog show with the Mullet Championship. Chase was great because I can picture myself trying to play chase with my friends and family and I'd be wrecked. You have 20 seconds to catch a guy. That's the...
I know what I watched.
What'd you watch?
Pillow fighting.
Oh, yes, that's right. You texted me
later
than I thought, like 9:30
at night.
They're
only like a minute rounds or 2 minute rounds.
Yeah.
Just one round. That's all you get.
Yes.
I think I watched five or six. There was actually some people that actually... Most of them were like MMA fighters, like kind of older that...
Yeah.
Like, they carry a little bit of a name. I mean, there are a couple that I had to look up and went, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah.
What was entertaining was necessarily the people that was swinging the pillows.
Sure.
It was the announcers.
Again.
Because they were taking it so seriously.
It's the only way.
Oh, you did a roundhouse on that one. That's a great hit. Oh, yes, Bob, that is. I'm like, this is,
okay.
I was captivated for a half hour.
Nice.
Half hour.
That's perfect. That's exactly why
I almost
they
thought about DVR in that. But
I DVR'd a couple. The other one that I watched was Steinholding.
Right.
And I was talking off the air. I thought it'd be as many as you could hold. Nope. It's how long that one person can hold a 1 liter beer stein straight out in the air or straight out in front of them for the longest period of time. The
U.S. record. How do you think you train for that?
I mean, you just keep doing it, right? Like, you just keep...
Wait, just... Is there one arm that's just going to be bigger? Or do you do two arms?
Yeah, I'm guessing you alternate back and forth just so you don't look like Popeye on one arm.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's half weightlifting and half just holding those things. 1 liter. But you probably do 2 liters, so 1 liter seems light, right?
Like, right.
But 21 minutes is the U.S. record.
You probably work yourself up by liter, like, you know, two and then three, and just holding it there.
Pints and quarts, and then all of a sudden you're at a full liter. But
21 minutes?
Hard. If anybody at home would like to try that with a coffee cup filled with water, fill for a beer stein for a liter for 21 minutes. Yeah, that's the U.S. record.
Hmm.
That's it. That was the whole show.
Did you watch the auctioneering?
I watched on YouTube.
Okay.
Turns out 2020-2021 Wisconsin state champion is actually from locally here, Gaze Mills, just down the road. So
I'm not surprised by that though.
I mean, I'm not surprised it's local. No. I'm just really happy to hear it's really, really local.
Yeah, right.
You can call a local phone number to get a hold of. He's a great auctioneer, apparently.
Yeah, I would assume so.
But I watched his highlights, and I won't annoy you by talking really fast in an auctioneer's voice, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm always fascinated by the auctioneers when I've gone to them before. Mm-hmm. Just listening to that cadence, that rhythm, and, you know.
That feels like another one because you have to practice that. Yeah. You have to have a voice for that that is both clear and extremely fast.
Yeah.
So I bet those guys really annoy their friends and family.
You know
when
who would
practicing.
Be a great auctioneer?
Who's that?
Busta Rhymes.
Ooh, yeah. Well, yeah, that sounds.
You know,
I'm gonna just kind of daydream about which people I'd like to be auctioneers instead of the. Yeah, I would. Busta Rhymes would be fantastic, man. Well, this seems like a whole nother podcast. We could do 30 minutes on just who we'd like to be auctioneer.
Hey, yeah.
I mean, we absolutely should. I thought about that. We could. I do want to train.
You know
I
what
do.
We call it? Not Wait. Necessarily sports.
Feels good. That feels right.
Let's
capitalize on that before there's another one, right? Like before somebody's like, hey, good, we should do that on the Ocho instead. All right, that was a great show. Let's just veer off. Let's stop right there.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic.
Do you want to actually talk about real sports?
Kinda. I do.
I mean, football's going on. I mean, it's happening.
I absolutely do. Yeah. It's football season. Packers, like I said, they start tomorrow. Preseason officially kicks off today. I think there's today, tonight, there's games.
Tonight it is.
NFL Network, maybe five. I don't know where you can find
NFL
these games.
NFL Network tonight.
But, Packers tomorrow. I know I'm excited about the preseason. I know the preseason games don't mean anything.
Well, they do, though. They do. I mean, there's one less of them now this year.
Which is, there was last year, too. That makes a lot of sense.
But,
yep.
But again, I mean, you only give, what, three games?
Three games.
Okay, so you get... The teams get three games to figure out who the backups are.
Correct.
You know, so it's interesting to find, you know, I don't know about the Packers. My Vikings, there's some guys they signed that were undrafted.
Sure.
That are actually making a lot of noise. So they're going to definitely, they're actually playing tonight against the Seahawks.
Okay. Sure.
But they're ones that you're going to go, okay, you know, is there somebody in there Tom Brady?
Correct.
You know, that seventth round rounder that might make the team.
The kick returner for the Packers last year, whose name I am forgetting, who's the All-Pro, was an undrafted free agent.
Right.
Didn't come on until late in the year, but yeah, you find these guys when they start. You start hearing for your favorite team the word camp noise.
Yeah.
You know, a guy is real good in coverage or hits real hard or finally got pads on and is blocking extra good.
On the depth chart, he's ranked at like number, you know, the. Cornerback that's, you know, number six or seven on the depth chart makes an interception.
He made his interception against the ninth string quarterback with the 12th string wide receiver. So you get to see now, you know, fourth stringers versus fourth stringers, third stringers, first stringers for most of these teams.
I actually, that's why I enjoy preseason.
Me
so
too.
You get a look at, there's always going to be somebody in one of those games that's going to be a superstar.
Oh, if I had the time, I would watch on the NFL Network. They show all of the preseason games. I would, because they show them in recaps now. You can catch them in about an hour.
With no commercials, timeouts. It's just,
that's the best. That's a really great way to watch all of the preseason games all the way straight through. Yeah, I'll be watching the Packer game. I know I will. I'll be staying up late.
Anybody there that you really want to see or that?
It's backup quarterback. For me, there's backup quarterback because they got rid of the only quarterback on the roster with any Danny Eitling was his name.
Sure.
He was a draft pick of the Patriots. He was a guy that the Packers had on the practice squad and kept him from last year. You draft a backup quarterback in the – you could draft a quarterback in the fifth round in Sean Clifford, who's a four-year starter at Penn State. He's going to be the backup probably, but I don't know. They have the – and I don't have his name, but he was the MVP of the USFL this year. Alex XFL? McGow, I
XFL.
Think.
XFL.
Alex McGow or somewhere.
They brought him in fast,
yes.
too, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he's their other backup competition, but you got to figure, unless one of those guys is really, really good, and you're going to see probably more Sean Clifford this preseason than
right.
Jordan Love, because they know Jordan Love is the number one, but they have no idea who that number two is. I'd assume that the best quarterback that gets cut during the preseason and don't break the equipment. That was a nice chair 2 weeks ago. Look what you've done to it now. I'd like to see where that backup quarterback goes, because injuries do happen, especially young quarterbacks. So you'd hate to not have it. But the best quarterback I think that gets cut in these first couple weeks is automatically a Green Bay Packer.
Yeah.
Lest it be Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles has been with the team for a few sessions and around. But so backup quarterback to me is going to be really interesting, because I've seen this Packer offense for now the third and fourth year. I don't think it's going to look that different with Jordan Love than it did with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know about the success of it, but it's not going to look any different. And then, of course, the wide receiver. It'll be interesting to see early in the preseason who the number one wide receiver is, who keeps lining up as the X wide receiver.
Sure.
In this, because Christian Watson made a lot of big plays last year, but he didn't make a lot of catches. You know, he was four catches for 140 yards, not seven receptions for 90 yards. You need a guy like that.
You want to know what the depth chart is right now? As of right now, it says Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs.
Doubs is who? Okay.
And number one.
Okay, that feels about right. Romeo
but
Doubs.
Then you have like
everyone.
Your second one is
Jalen Reed is in there.
No.
Other draft picks.
Jalen Reed's not in there.
Huh.
The only guy. Yeah. Dontavian Wicks.
Oh, that's a draft pick from this
second.
Year.
Second.
Yep, they drafted three wide receivers.
Melton.
I want to say that was one of the guys they drafted or brought in as an undrafted free agent.
Yeah. Then you got four others in the, you know, kind of way back there, but
yeah, the entirety of that depth chart in wide receiver, it's just going to be really fascinating for the preseason to remember the names of these wide receivers, because not a single one of them, even Christian Watson, as good as he played in, call it, five games last year.
Right.
Is not a household name, is not a highly
none
ranked
of them,
and
I mean,
rated.
Really, none of them are.
Nope. I don't think you could, outside of Packer fans, I don't think you could name, you couldn't ask a casual NFL fan to name two wide receivers on the Packers this year.
By the way, they have seven running backs right now on roster.
Really? And you have three, maybe four, right? It goes Aaron Jones, it goes AJ Dillon. Patrick something.
Taylor.
Patrick Taylor, and then whoever they drafted this year is your fourth running back.
Tyler
right?
Goodson, Lou Nichols,
that
Emmanuel
guy.
Wilson, and Nate McGarry.
Yeah, no, sure. I think one of those guys is going to get 50 or 60 carries this year.
They got Sean Clifford second.
Yep.
For quarterbacks.
If you spend, if you cut the veteran, and that veteran was only like a 2 or 3 year veteran, yeah, Sean Clifford, like I said, you're going to see him in large bulk this. And I don't know anything about him other than he played in the Big Ten and he beat out a lot of pretty good quarterbacks for four straight years and put up a lot of big numbers for a college that's put up a lot of good quarterback numbers. He's won a lot of games. So I don't know much about him. So that'll be fun to watch. Same thing, offensive line was super banged up last year.
Yep.
You're going to see – so it's a lot of that on offense is seeing this depth, the and how long are you going to see guys like, I don't think you see an Elgton Jenkins in the first game unless he's starting fights in a practice. Just stay healthy, guys. Stop trying to start fights and just start trying to start games for the Packers. Please, Elgton Jenkins. Can you get that? Can you please do that for us?
Any stories you really want to see or any you kind of interested in and kind of going, okay, I don't know what.
I mean, from a fantasy football perspective, I really like Ja'Marr Chase, so I'm really interested to see how the Bengals... I want to draft him number one overall in my fantasy leagues.
You're not going to take JJ?
I don't think he's got the quarterback. I think Joe Burrow is better than Kirk Cousins.
Done
so I'll go
last,
out on a limb.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean that... I don't know. I don't play fantasy right now.
We will this year. We should this year.
We should.
We'll do a league.
I mean, do you want... Can I skip over to the Vikings? Because they play tonight.
Feel free. Tell me in in enough time. Tell me about the Vikings.
Well,
what are you excited about?
I want to see Jaren Hall, that fifth round quarterback they got.
Cornerback?
Quarterback.
Oh,
Jaren Hall.
Yeah, yeah, from BYU.
Yeah, I
sure.
But no, I want to see him because he's starting tonight, I guess. Because not Nick Mullins is not going to start.
Okay, that feels
Well, they have Nick as the backup.
Yes, they know that Nick Mullins can be the backup. They want this other guy. They want the rookie to be your backup.
But I want to see the running backs.
Sure.
Because Dalvin Cook missing.
Yeah.
I don't think Alexander Mattson is going to be doing it tonight.
I can't name a running back on that roster besides Alexander Mattson. And I think, yet again, in
Dwayne McBride.
Yeah, that's not a real thing to me. Kenny, I don't know who that is.
Jordan Addison, I'm not sure if he's going to get any time tonight either, but...
Oh, yeah, they got that rookie first rounder.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. And
he's, so far in camp, they've been saying he's awesome.
I'm sure. Yep.
Aside from speeding 140 miles an hour because of a dog emergency. I know.
We should also, at one of these points, just cover the silly, silly crimes of professional athletes. I don't want to cover the dark...
You want to see I looked up a stat the other way since 2000, the year 2000.
Tell me a
stat. Which team has the most arrests?
Oh, it's the Vikings.
It was second most.
I would say it was the Vikings a couple years ago, too, which surprised me. But then, you know, everything about the Vikings is terrible, including their players who are criminals. Yeah, no, I believe.
The boat. That was that boat year. That whole stretch.
They had nine criminals on one boat in the middle of a lake. Yeah, that's going to skew the numbers pretty good.
Yeah, so that I wanted to see the cornerbacks,
because
we pretty much don't have anybody that's coming back except for two.
I'm interested in these rookie third rounder. Like, they have a rookie third rounder out of USC on their corner. I like that. I like seeing...
Yeah, Blackman.
Yep. Anytime that you get guys in the... Like, I've always liked the big conference guys get drafted later in these drafts.
Yep.
Those are guys that really have a great chance because they're great athletes. Almost every single one of them goes to a great school. So, yeah. Nope. Their whole defense for the Vikings is pretty much replaced.
And not really worried about the offense this year, even with Kurt.
Well, you shouldn't at all.
No. I mean... Even though we've talked about this many times, who would I take? I mean, aside from the obvious, your Joe Burrows.
Sure.
Know, who would you take, you know, instead of Kurt? Would you take, you know...
I would take none of the quarterbacks in the NFC North over Kurt Cousins,
right?
He's the best quarterback in this division.
By all right. I mean, and then the top 100 that are voted on by players,
yeah,
he had 46.
Feels right. No, it feels about right.
He's ahead of, according to the voting.
Which quarterbacks is he ahead of? That would be Lamar Jackson. I assume he's ahead of Lamar Jackson.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, of course. Aaron Rodgers is 39 plus years old.
But the whole, and it's, I don't know. You know, and everybody comes up with excuses because they were 13-4. They shouldn't have been 13-4 last. Well, we are.
Yeah.
The great Purcell's quote.
Yeah.
You are what your record is.
Correct. Well, at this point, they're 0-0. That's the other. There's another great sports quote. They're 0-0 at this point.
No, there's just a lot of area. The defense, I think, for all of us Viking fans, is huge.
Flores with a new scheme is going to be interesting to watch. You'll see right away in the first series, the first game, what a difference in scheme makes attitude makes for these players, because the Vikings were on TV a lot last year, and they got smoked in almost every single game.
But they came back.
They were giving up 35 to 40 points a game, it seemed like,
time. But Kurt always came back.
Yes.
The offense scored what they needed to score.
Their offense is the same as it was last year.
For the most part. Except for the running back, and then...
I don't think Adam Thielen. I think Adam Thielen was replaced. No problem. He was replaced by first round.
He only did I think 700 or 800 yards last year. So
okay,
but he was just that reliable guy you throw it to. You know he's going to catch it, but he's just not quick enough anymore. You know,
we'll just see who that next guy is.
Of course, I do want to watch him at Carolina
with Bryce Young.
Yeah,
yeah. He's got the. He'll be the safety blanket for a number one pick.
Yeah.
I bet if you're looking fantasy-wise, Adam Thielen would be a really good draft late in the fantasy football draft. Yeah, we'll cover that at some point, too, because I do like fantasy football.
I do, too.
I have been playing since 2000, playing fantasy football since I graduated high school. Yes.
I've taken a break for, the last 3 years because I get obsessed.
Me, too. Yeah.
Really obsessed.
From Thursday, where they give the injury reports.
Thursday?
From Thursday through Monday. Yeah, I'm watching so much football, and I know so much about the numbers and more about fourth-string wide receivers than anyone should possibly know who isn't a scout for the... you're right. I
was in a dynasty league.
Absolutely.
I was in two in the same season for 3 years, four
nice.
Years.
Yeah.
Big time books. That's where you just carry over. You
have You pick three or four guys and that stay with your team forever. And you fantasy football has been a thing of mine. It helps me love sports more.
Yeah.
Is fantasy sports.
But
As I said, preseason starts. So we'll definitely next week talk about, because there's always in random injuries that happen in these games.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, right now, Joe Burrow's.
Sure. Joe Burrow's not playing. I'd assume not playing in any of these preseason games.
The way it sounds is he's not going to be starting the first couple games of the regular season either.
Interesting.
Which some of those first few games are division.
Oh, yeah.
So all of a sudden in that division, to go down two games if they lose, because I'm assuming their backup quarterback is not going to be great.
That's a very good division, yeah.
You know, to lose two games and be that far down already to start the season, it could mess up the whole season.
Interesting.
But yeah, it doesn't sound like from all the insiders that he's not going to be starting for sure game one of the regular season.
And also for anyone listening on the radio, as you can tell in both of our voices during the NFL season, you are going to get out of this 28-minute show about 22 minutes of NFL. Least. We will talk about other things. Like, the Brewers are still going on, but you can just tell, football season is where it's at. I feel like it's my favorite sport. It's the easiest for me to talk about and get excited about.
This is the first year that I actually have subscribed to the service that has Hard Knocks.
Ooh. Next week. Can we do next week talk about Hard Knocks then? I'm going to give you, because I know how badly you want to talk nicely.
I want to talk about it.
Do you want to talk nicely about Aaron Rodgers?
No, I do not, but I'm going to.
I know off the air you said, and I quote, he's wonderful.
Lies.
That doesn't feel
lies.
Inaccurate. We'll do that next week.
We got plenty of time.
Do we have?
Well, we've only done 21 and a half minutes.
Okay, you tell me 3 minutes about how much you like Aaron Rodgers, because you watched episode of a show.
I can't stand Aaron Rodgers as a Vikings fan.
Go.
No, I can't. I'm not going to say I like him.
What did you see?
He looked likable. He doesn't seem like the complete D-bag.
Sure.
That everybody else thinks he has been, doing darkness retreats and dating all these famous people and then not dating them and... He's coming across it. He's actually, he looks like a likable guy.
Huh.
Doesn't mean I'm going to like him. Anybody that's going to play the Jets, I want them to lose horribly just to go.
Not the Packers, right? You don't want the Packers to lose to the Jets, do you?
That'll be tough. No, I can't. That's division. So, do they meet this year?
I'm sure they don't. No, I
thought they did.
We would have talked about.
No, maybe they not. Yeah.
Maybe it's a next year's thing, but I don't think they do this year. That feels like that would have been talked about. We would have circled that.
They should have made that happen.
When the schedule came out, we would have been talking about
that. But the team 100%. Robert Saleh is their head coach.
Sure.
He's a likable guy. He's got that no-nonsense kind of But he's the younger head coach that relates well to the younger players, The problem they're having Washington with Eric Bieniemy.
Eric Bieniemy.
Bieniemy.
Eric Bieniemy is the assistant coach.
He's considered the enemy right now because nobody's liking
him. He's old school. He's a fire and brimstone yell.
So,
he compliments loudly and he yells loudly about
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton, same thing. Sean Payton is old school.
Yeah, we can talk about that next week. There's a list of his players couldn't do. It was really dumb.
You're going to have to do some research.
You watch him, he's not the way they portray him on the media.
Sure.
Which I really hate because I really want to loathe the guy and just hate him.
Turns out you just hate Green Bay Packers. You don't hate Aaron Rodgers. You just hate, Green Bay Packers.
It's not hate. It's loathe.
Loathe. That's a good word.
Yeah, nice job.
I believe all of that.
I don't know.
It absolutely showed me that
I've seen highlights of other Hard Knocks. But this one's got a lot of because it's New York and it's Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
There's a lot more hype. The first episode was like three quarters of it was him.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's a bit much.
I think I don't have to watch it because I watched for about 15 years the Aaron Rodgers show. I think I might be good. I don't know if I need to watch it, but we're just every week. Is it every week or do they do every?
Every Tuesday night.
Yeah, we're going to spend some time every
week. Unfortunately,
it
falls during the same time as another show that happens to air.
Oh.
It's my show.
Oh, it is.
Tuesday at 9.
It's a nice thing to come home to. Watch an hour of Aaron Rodgers after while you settle into bed. Oh, man.
Not get to bed till 12:30?
Sounds just because you like Aaron Rodgers so much now.
Oh.
We're gonna have so much to talk about for the next month. Can't wait. Me too.
It's a lot of stuff to talk about because there's a lot of stuff.
I mean, I perked right up. Yeah.
I mean, there's so many storylines. It's the Russell Wilson. How is he going to progress better this year with Sean Payton? How's that game going to be with Sean Payton and the Jets? With
I can't wait.
Nathaniel Hackett on that one?
That's most watched.
I'm still going to root for Denver, though.
I mean, I'm never going to root. I don't root against Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to root for the Jets again. They were kind of fun to watch last year, and I, you know.
But the other ones are Tua Tagovailoa in Miami. Is he going to stay healthy enough for them to do? Because they have a great team in Miami.
Watching Miami games made me nervous last year, and now this year, same thing. Watching that guy take shots is like watching a high school kid go against NFL players. He's not the same size.
He is now.
Okay, he's big now.
He put on some weight.
I hope he's juicing or something, because hope he knows how to take a better hit. Because that guy, that'll be a great storyline.
And the other one I really want to watch this year again is Geno Smith. I'm rooting for that guy so.
Yeah. That's a great comeback story, and you hope that it just keeps going. Like, it turns out he was a good quarterback the whole time.
Right.
It just took him 10 years to do it.
San Francisco.
Where they have one of three quarterbacks might be the answer.
And as everybody's always suggesting that Trey Lance is getting traded to Minnesota for Kirk Cousins, and all of a sudden they're saying Kirk Cousins could take this team to the Super Bowl. Why can't they take Minnesota to the Super Bowl? What, you know?
Right.
The premise of it is like, duh, what?
No, I said there's so many. We could do a division a week and honestly talk about the great storylines in football.
We could do what everybody else does in 2 days.
Yeah, and just do it in 28 minutes.
Yeah. 15 minutes per team.
We'd have to get a professional auctioneer who talks really fast and professional to do a thing like
that. We'll see if he gets back.
Yeah, I would like to push this forward a little bit.
Do you want to play a song? Or do you want to keep on talking for another 2 minutes?
You know, I'm going to just talk for 2 minutes.
Can
because
you?
I can absolutely. I have four other things. We can talk about gambling for the rest of for the rest of the 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. We could just
let her rip.
Well, Iowa and Iowa State football players have been gambling hardcore, apparently.
Hardcore? They've busted, that's an understatement.
They've busted eight of them, and they're betting on their own games.
Isn't there actually federal charges being on those guys?
Well, a lot of it is evidence tampering, where they are trying to get, because they had other people place these bets for them.
Oh, sure.
So now you're moving, you might be moving money, you know, fraudulently. Yeah. These are college-aged guys and men. I assume it's all men on the football, for all the football. It's not a coach thing. It's a bunch of players for Iowa and Iowa State. Eight more for gambling. Man, like, it just seems like a thing that you should know not to gamble, but on your own team, on your own games, in your own sport.
You would think it's look at
seems so Pete, obvious.
Pete Rose?
That's why it should be so obvious, is because the examples of the people who have done this have been outcast from their sport forever. It has caused the end of college teams. It has caused the end of pro athletes' careers.
Yep.
These college kids are never going to be able to be athletes or use their college. They were going to get a college education. Now they might be going to jail, but they're certainly not getting a scholarship anymore.
Right.
For some, and none of these guys made a lot of money. It's bets. It's hundreds and dozens to hundreds of bets that won or lost thousands of dollars. So these are $30 and $40 bets for funsies. And for nothing.
What about the big one they found out yesterday? Golf player.
Oh, where you're going to do Phil Mickelson, left-handed golfer, nicknamed Lefty, has won 5 or 6 major championships, is the second best golfer of a generation behind this generation, behind Tiger Woods. Has always been known as a gambler. Was alleged to have gambled for $1 billion by a guy, including gambling on the Ryder Cup. Man. That is, it's ridiculous. Like I said, we're going to have to do a silly crimes episode. This has been a really great episode.
Yeah.
Everybody, thanks for doing
NFL
this.
NFL football.
We cover, football, go team. Thanks, everybody. Thanks. Watch us on the spot. Listen on Spotify. Have a great week. Thank you.